You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. And we kicked it off with brand new music hot off the presses. That was Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway from their self-titled album. First track right there, a little taste of the recorded material. But we've got the band in the studio, and they're going to give you some live renditions as well. We'll get to know these guys, talk about this album, and how you can celebrate with them and go see them. But first, I want to officially welcome Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway, and take it away, you guys.
Do you want
Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So we've got Charlie and Denny and Brad and Ricky in the house. Tell me a little bit about how this project came together, because I know you guys have, you know, kind of been playing together here and there and in different configurations, but how did this all kind of gel and become a band?
Actually, that's kind of a funny story. I had for my 37th birthday, January of 17, I had a open mic night birthday party thing at South Park Tavern, because my birthday fell on a Wednesday, and that's the night they always have their open mic night. So I decided to corral some friends and go over there and take over their open mic night with just all people I know. And so Ricky was one of the first ones to sign up for a spot on there to come along and spend the night there. And then after a couple days after that show, he got a hold of me. He said, do you have a band you ever play with? And I was like, no, not really. And he's like, because I've already talked to Brad and Denny, and we want to be your band. So I always say, in essence, Ricky asked me to join my band.
So then Ricky and Denny and Brad, did you guys know, just based on that open mic night, were you just like, yeah, this is the guy, we're gonna do this, or how did it come about from your perspectives?
I know for me, I've been listening to Charlie's stuff for years, and always thought how cool it would be to hear him with a full band and to be a part of that. So I think this has been years in the making. We've been trying to make this happen for a while. We love Charlie's stuff.
Yeah, Charlie and we probably go back almost close to 20 years now. So, I mean, we've grown up playing, starting out with like punk rock and then doing country together. So it's awesome to finally know someone for so long and then finally be able to create some music with them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in a similar boat with Ricky. Ricky and I have played in bands together for a long time, for probably 15 years. And during that time, there's many shows where Charlie was a part of another band, and we became friends over time. And we all kind of separately play our own music, so it's nice to just come together and work this out and not have to write any songs, but just contribute to the songs. And
We were talking earlier, it's kind of has like an old band kind of feel. Like it kind of seems like we've been a band for a while just because we've known each other for so long.
Yeah.
That's got to make it nice when you're sort of getting together, when you're saying like, all right, we're a band now, to have that shared musical history and to have sort of come up together, and been sort of adjacent to each other musically.
Yeah, sure.
Did that make sort of gelling as a unit happen pretty naturally?
I think it did. It also helps that these guys are really good musicians, so they didn't need a whole lot of direction. I don't think I gave them any direction. I said, here's how the song goes, and they took off. And I've been one to not try to tell them what to do too much within this band, because they can all play their respective instruments better than I could play them, so I'm not going to tell them how to play a bass. So,
I think that's been really cool, too, to kind of organically build these songs up. You know, a lot of the stuff was just songs that we've heard Charlie play on acoustic before, and to really have some creative freedom for all of us to like contribute and bring some individual parts to that has been really fun, to hear how they come out at the end of the process.
And one thing that I've been really happy with just the whole process of the band and having the album done now is I know Brad and I had separate conversations, and Denny and I don't know if we'd ever like sat down as a whole band and talked about it, but it was just nice that we wanted to be like Charlie's backing band. Like, we didn't want to take his songs and make them into like a totally different band.
Yeah.
So everything we did, it was kind of what's going to make, in our opinion, what's going to make like Charlie's songs sound awesome as a full band. So just really sticking behind Charlie as like the front guy. He's the singer-songwriter. So all of us liking the direction he's going, so just trying to complement that with what we do.
Yeah, and I also think with all of us having kind of our own experiences with our own music and our own songwriting, it's really neat to be able to come together, all four of us, and just bounce off of each other these ideas like, hey, I really kind of felt this within the song that we already knew being played on acoustic, and then one of the other guys jumps on board with that idea and just adds to that, and before you know it, it's a complete piece, so it's really nice.
And it's got to be kind of a different experience when you're not the one writing the songs. And Charlie, for you to sort of like say, all right, guys, I trust you. Do your things on these songs. Yeah. But for you guys, too, like I know you all write your own songs and have your own projects. It's got to be a different musical mindset to sort of say like, OK, this isn't my thing and I'm not the lead. How can I complement what's already there?
For sure. I think sometimes it's really easy to overcomplicate things. And for me, when I'm writing my songs, I guess you could say I'm my own worst critic. So it's really hard to, I can be really hard on myself. But when I'm just kind of complimenting something Ricky or any of these guys have already done, it just makes it easy. It's stress free. That's what I'm trying to say.
And it makes it a lot more fun too.
Yeah. Doing it as friends is just amazing.
So tell me a little bit about the process of recording the album. I know you worked with Micah Carley out at Popside, and then Patrick from Real Love mixed it. How did you record it? I'm really curious. Like, did you go like bluegrass style, kind of live to tape, or did you parse everything out, or how did that work?
No, we actually everything was tracked all separately. There was very rarely that all four of us were able to make it into the studio.
I think
at the
last
same
day.
Last day was the only day that all of us were there together. So. Like, that was all of our schedules are way too hectic with families and kids and everything else going on that we just had to do it one piece at a time.
Yeah. What was it like working with Micah? I know that, you know, he's a really great producer, and Patrick as well, who mixed the album. What was it like sort of having them as sort of extra hands and ears on the project?
I thought it was really great having both of them on because they both really know what we were trying to get. The direction we were trying to go with this album. And they both had really great suggestions and really great ideas and wouldn't let us settle for mediocrity.
Yeah.
Patrick especially. There were plenty of times when I was recording a vocal take and, like, I thought it sounded fine, and he just comes through the headphones. He's like, nope, do it again. So, like, he didn't settle for it. He didn't settle for anything less than what he would be proud of. So
they're such different guys, too, personality-wise. But it it really worked, like bringing both of them together, having input from both of them. We did the majority of the tracking at Micah's, and like, man, he's very efficient, has a ton of good ideas, like a ton of good direction. And then we moved over and started working with Patrick, and he has a whole different set, like a whole different tool set that he approaches it from, and that's cool too. Like, they both are a great complement for each other.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, it's like you've got both kind of. I don't want to say ends of the spectrum, but like both sides of the producing coin in terms of style there coming together on the album.
Oh, yeah.
That has to make for such a cool experience. What was it like for you, Charlie, especially to sort of hear the end product of these songs that, you know, had kind of started out from you, one person? You've got the three guys in the band with their hands on it, these two other guys sort of putting their touch on it. What was that experience like?
It was a little overwhelming because, like I told my wife, I said, I can finally, you know, this is what the songs have always sounded like in my head, but I didn't have the wherewithal to be able to actually make it sound like that for anyone else. So, I listen to the tracks and I get goosebumps. And so it's just been a really great time.
We're talking with Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway. We're going to hear more from their new album here in just a minute. But first, what do you guys think? You want to do another live one for us?
Sure.
All righty. I'm going to let you get set. And we'll be talking about how you can see these guys live this weekend and celebrate the CD release with them here in just a few moments. But you're going to have to make it through some amazing live music first. So take it away whenever you guys are ready.
Red, I could tell she'd been crying. It's just a roll of the dice, and I think twice before I ever thought of trying. I got half a bottle of wine and a foggy mind, and I don't care if it's right. And this might be a mistake, but that's the chance I'll take. Stay with me tonight. nothing stops these voices in my head. I'm full of dread, I'm full of fear. Well, the time it hurts, pain gets worse, and all the while I just can't get my head clear. Feels like I'm chomping at the bit, just trying to forget, trying to fight. And I just need a hand to hold and chase away the cold. Stay with me tonight. Stay with me tonight. Stay with me tonight. Well, I said I've never seen you here before. Across the floor, you saw me. She looked up, rolled her eyes, but to my surprise, she offered me a chair. She said, your lines are pretty lame, and I won't ask your name. I hope that's all right. 'Cause I might chew you up and spit you out, but without a doubt, you're gonna stay with me tonight. Stay.
Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They've got a new album on its way out into the world. And Saturday night's the night. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see and hear on the stage at the trolley stop.
Well, like you said, Saturday night is our record release show. It's going to feature Harold Hensley is going to open up the night, solo acoustic. And then our good friends from the New Old Fashioned and then us.
Awesome, awesome. And we've got all the details on the event at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You can connect with the band there as well. So moving forward from Saturday, where will folks be able to get their hands on the album?
It should be available on our Bandcamp page, charliejackson.bandcamp.com. And all the digital outlets, it's going to be
on Apple Music, Spotify,
Google Play.
Yeah, you'll be able to order it from online retailers. Probably we should talk to Omega.
Yeah, I was planning on dropping some off there.
Yeah.
Cool. So all the usual spots.
Yeah, usual spots.
Excellent.
Trunks
excellent.
Of cars and everything else.
Yeah. Suitcases, yeah. Giant trench coats, all of it. So moving forward from Saturday night, you're going to celebrate the release. What is kind of next for you guys as a band?
As of right now, we only have one show coming up, and that's not until May. But we're hoping that this gets the ball rolling, gets us a whole lot more to do, keeps us a lot busier.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, once you have the thing that you can send to people and hold in your hand, it's all the more reason to get out there in the world. So is the Facebook page the best place for folks to keep tabs on where you're going to be in the future and all that good stuff?
Yeah, that would be the place. That's what we update most often.
Perfect. We've got a link up to connect with Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Details on Saturday night's show at the trolley stop there as well. We're going to hear another one from the album here in just a few moments. But first, guys, would you do us the honor of another live one?
Sure. Fingers to the bone and my
long days make it feel so far away. Then your sweet smile makes it all worthwhile. I wanna take you dancing on the moon. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know. Because I wanna make it right before you've had enough. So you gotta let me know. You gotta let me know.
It's Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They're going to have their album release for their self-titled album this Saturday at the Trolley Stop. We've got all the details, ways to connect with the event and with the band at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you for giving us a little taste of Saturday night's show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We're going to let folks hear another song from the album. We'll hear Two Ships. Do you guys want to introduce this one at all? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this is our rocker. This is probably the most rockinest song on the CD.
Most rockinest.
Most rockinest.
Well, let's take a listen. This is new music from Charlie Jackson and the Heartland Railway from their soon-to-be-released album. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And you guys, thank you again so much.